Well, Nezzy, it's been a busy day for you. I just watched what looked like a receiving line after a wedding with you and your teammates walking out of the locker room. Obviously, some mixed emotions here as you move forward and go on to Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, obviously, it's been, you know, long 3 years with, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of the younger guys, too. Me being an older guy, it's been good to see them to grow, obviously, and to help them. If you can say I've helped them at all, I hope I have. Kind of, you know where they head from here, no one knows. Obviously, you know, they're seeing it happen to me as about my eighth team, if you count both leagues, in the 8th year. So, you know, it's, you know, you got to come knowing anything can happen, especially at this time of year. But yeah, it's tough. Obviously, a lot of good friends over 3 years for sure.
But you're moving on to a team that's playoff bound, and you're going to get a chance to make a run here.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice. Obviously, last year was the first year of my career I haven't made playoffs. It was tough. You know, the feeling of that this year was tough. So, you know, whether you count this as making the playoffs or not, at least you get to play in some games and see what happens. You know, I haven't really looked yet to see what they have. I know I talked to their assistant GM there in Pittsburgh, Jason Botterill. He sounds pretty confident about their group and definitely sounds excited.
One of the hotter teams in the league as well. They've got points in 7 straight games. But this is, you mentioned 8 teams in 8 years, but this is the place that you've spent the most amount of time, it would seem. I know you went back and forth with Quinnette, but 3 straight years here, and this is a team that you made your mark with. You got here and you stuck here. Does that mean something special for you?
Yeah, big time. You know, from when Kevin and Bedsy brought me in here, you know, even to this year with Dave, like I've had opportunities since the moment I've stepped in this place. And, you know, from what I've learned coming into here, I think I was at the point in my career when I got here to realize more of what the opportunity was and if, you know, that I could run with it. And definitely, you know, them giving me that and the situation I was in definitely helped. And it's been a huge stepping stone for me, you know, getting older. You know, I'll be 31 next week, but, you know, some days it keeps me feeling like I'm about 25 around here. So it's been awesome.
And part of that success has come with your connection with TJ Hensick. And just talk about what it's been, the impact he's had and being able to play with him for the past 3 seasons.
It's been good, yeah. We kind of joked with Charns and Wewicka there. Were saying, they were asking, no, just, oh, who are you going to play with? They don't even know who's there or whatever. And they said, do you think they know you sit in the high slot? Do you think, I said, I don't know. Do you think they have a centerman that knows I sit there? Because that'd be the key. But, yeah, there's obviously... It was a pretty quick connection from the first night here. I remember it was a 2-1 win at home against Houston, and we each had 1-1. So it was obviously something that gelled from, you know, right off the bat. Obviously, you know, any of my bigger nights here, he's usually been in on. Like, if you look at most of our goals, it's, you know, you've got to call a lot of them, so you'd probably know firsthand, you know, where a lot of our goals come from, you know, obviously from each other. So, yeah, it'd be, you know, it's been – obviously key to my success as well, and, you know, hopefully a little bit to his too. And, you know, if that ever comes around again, I mean, who knows next season where we're on up, but you know, definitely be fun to play against together somewhere along the road.
When you're growing as a player, and you're not the same player you were when you got here, but what would you say has been the biggest step that you've taken in your career since joining this Riverman team?
Definitely just for sure my preparation, and as different as I've had to see, you know, it's maybe just kind of growing up a bit too, just, you know, mature-wise, where you realize that you get to a point when you get to a certain age that, you know, I do want to keep playing this game a lot longer, and to prepare yourself better, whether it's eating right or whatever. Like, this is, you know, for me, it's always been, I've always had a problem keeping on weight, you know, talking to people here, doing whatever it's been. I've kind of realized, well, this is the best year I've had strength, weight-wise. Like, I still feel as, you know, almost as good as you do at the start of the season, which is key to anyone's, you know, success, is just and being consistent. I mean, and that's not scoring every night. It's just playing. It's doing little things every night that helps you get to score every night.
In case you missed that, for those people listening home, he says he has trouble keeping weight on. That's the opposite problem that a lot of normal people have, but you know, athletes have to deal with something a little bit different and keep those calories up. Derek, before I let you go, I know it's a big summer for you. You got a lot of big plans, and congratulations on the upcoming nuptials.
Yeah, thank you. It'll be definitely exciting. Obviously, keep bringing up my age. Obviously, it's, you know, different point in your life. So, no, it's exciting, and I guess a lot of things going on right now. There's a lot going in my head, so it's tough to know what to be excited about.
How's the dog going to take the move?
Oh, she'll be fine. She's used to it.
Well, Nezzy, we appreciate it. Congratulations on moving on, and it's been a pleasure to watch you play here for the last few years.
Thanks a lot.